The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
I've seen with my own eyes the absolute terror in the eyes of mothers. It's devastating. I'm here to tell you that you and I can do something about it. I have also seen with my very own eyes that we have the solution. The very first time I saw what that looked like, it took my breath away.
Next on Life Today.
Hello, welcome to Life Today. I'm Sheila Walsh, and I'm so glad that you have tuned in for this particular program. I've had the privilege of working here at Life Outreach International for, it's coming up to 6 years, believe it or not, and I have to tell you, it has been absolutely life-changing. And one of the reasons for that is because of the mission trips that I've been able to take. So what I'd like to invite you to do over the next few minutes is to come on a trip with me. I want to show you what it's been like to take so many of these trips to different parts of the world. So imagine we're at Dallas Airport and we're getting ready to board our flight. And I go into the store and I just pick up a bottle of water and I put it in my backpack and get on my flight. And just a few hours later, I land somewhere in either Cambodia or Southern Africa, different parts of the world. And this becomes as rare as a pink diamond. Do you know that almost 800 million people in the world do not have access to clean water? That's a staggering figure, almost 800 million. And when James and Betty Robeson began to understand the great need, they determined that they were going to do something about it. So 23 years ago, they began Water for Life. We've been able to drill 7,000 wells, which has provided clean drinking water for 7 million people. But as you can see, the discrepancy between those who have no access to what we've already been able to provide is a vast chasm. The problems that happen when there's no clean water are immeasurable. Disease. I mean, so many children who die in the world. Waterborne disease is one of the number one killers. And the greatest victims are children under 5 years of age. There's all sorts of dangers. Going to a river to get water, and that's the only source, and there being crocodiles or other wild animals. I've seen with my own eyes the absolute terror in the eyes of mothers who the only water they have to give to their children has already taken the lives of other children in the family. It's devastating. But I have also seen with my very own eyes that we have the solution. The very first time I saw what that looked like, it took my breath away. And the other thing that was astonishing to me was how doable this is. Yes, this is a vast problem and it's a huge issue right now, but I'm here to tell you that you and I can do something about it. Watch this. I've been on many mission trips for Life Outreach International all around the world, and I'm heartbroken every time I see the hardships the children and their families face. But the cause for one of these hardships is never more apparent than when we do a trip for Water for Life. This water is filthy. I mean, look at what she's pouring in here. I can't imagine as a mom that that's all I've got to offer my daughters. That is a Sophie's choice that no mother should ever have to make. These desperate mothers have no options for a clean water source, so they reluctantly give their children whatever water is available. And many times, the consequences can be deadly. I've talked to so many mothers since I've been here who've buried one mother has buried three children simply because they have no clean water source. There's hand-dug wells, but I've looked at the water. It's filthy. Hand-dug wells are common in remote areas around the world. They serve as a last-ditch effort to find any kind of water to drink. I've seen with my own eyes why this is not a life-giving solution. Mosquitoes lay their eggs in there. Children get malaria, they get diarrhea. This little one, this nine-month-old boy, died with diarrhea. You know, some of the places we go at Life Today, we see hard situations, but we see a spark of hope. What I've seen here in this village is as if hope has died. But here's the best part about going on a Water for Life mission trip and meeting these precious families. We already know the answer to the need for clean water, and we can bring hope and life back to every one of these villages. This is what love is all about. The fulfillment of seeing Life Outreach International water well right here so that these children can grow up and have healthy, happy lives. Let's do this again and again and again till this is the norm in villages all around the world. Cheers. Honestly, it gives me chills watching that, because I'll never forget that day. We had come from one of the worst places we'd been, where so many mothers were weeping as they told us what had happened to their children. And as a mum, I can't imagine what that is like. I mean, you know that the very thing you're giving to your child could end their life, and yet you have nothing else to give them. But when we drove into that village and saw these children playing and pumping water, and it was fresh, clean water, and I saw Life Outreach International, I mean, I wanted to dance. And yes, I did drink it, in case you're wondering. Well, you said cheers. I did drink it, and it was amazing. There's so much that you and I have a privilege of being part of, but this, literally, we call it Water for Life because that's what it is. It literally will change the lives. Not only that, this is something that Christ gives us the privilege of doing for him. Let me read you just a little from Matthew's gospel. This is Matthew. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink." Then these righteous ones will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?" Verse 40, and the king will say, "I tell you the truth, when you did it for one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it for me." Isn't that phenomenal? That every time you and I reach out and do something for the least of these, we're actually doing it for Jesus. And he notices. He pays attention. What a gift to be able to be part of his kingdom world. I mean, I kind of think of us as like God's secret agents, just on the move, not listening to everything that's happening on the news and people yelling at one another, but rather we have a greater vision of why we're on this earth. This problem is urgent right now. And one of the hard things is to see someone who is technically still a child herself grieving because of the loss of siblings, and worried that it might happen one more time. But if you and I will hear and receive this call and determine that today we're going to be part of the answer, we can be the answer to these prayers, it will save another little girl just like this from having to say goodbye to those she loves. Would you watch this?
Fifteen-year-old Solange loves her family and works hard collecting water for them. However, drinking the water in her village comes with great risk.
Dushadusanga umwe aragezaho kuremba turamujyana kwa muganga atangura gucibwamo tumujyanye kwa muganga umwana cyacikana bacye baramugarukana.
Due to the scarcity of water, Solange can spend up to 8 hours a day collecting the water her family needs. You and I spend 8 hours a day on something we value, a paycheck, time with family or friends. Solange spends 8 hours a day on this.
Kono mugupfa baravuze ati mama garira sarande ndamusezi.
Parasites in the water are causing fatal cases of diarrhea every day in Solange's village and in numerous villages throughout Africa. The number one victim, children under the age of 5.
Nanu musi jewe kuvamvuka ndabona ahahera n'amezi abiri abantu badapfuye n'ubuse n'ingene byabaye muba mwasanze bagiye guhamba njye mfise ubwoba ubundi bwoba kubera ayo mazi naho twaguma tuyanywa n'abonyana nibaza ko boshobora gucikana natwe twaba dusigaye muga mutuze n'ayo mazi hari igihe twuramba kaba kuko mu gihugu nago abantu boguma bapfa muga twese tubayeho neza byo basaho.
She's 15. What 15-year-old should have to say goodbye to her sisters? I remember it used to be one of my favorite things in the world to come home after school and there was my little brother just waiting to say, hey, do you want to play soccer? Can you imagine the agony of a 15-year-old girl? She spends her whole day trying to find some kind of water source, knowing full well that that very water is what took the life of her sisters. And she's so worried it's going to happen again. That is too much for a 15-year-old to bear. But you and I can do something about it. It's our commitment here at Life to drill 350 wells in over 20 nations. A well takes on average about $4,800 to drill. But do you know that that well will give clean water to almost 1,000 people? And the wells last for a long, long time. Now, some of you could do that. Some of you could say, you know what? I'm going to do that. We're going to drill a well and make sure that that village will have clean water for life. And that's too much for some of you. But could you do $48? Do you know that for $48, you could give clean water to 10 children for life? $144 will give clean water for 30 people in a village. Now, for any gift at all, we'd love to send you this Bible Promises for Life book. It's wonderful. If you ever feel like, you know, you just want a verse to encourage you and strengthen you in your faith, you'll have it right there. It's a beautiful little book. And I know you don't do it for the gifts that we send. It's just our way of saying thank you. But there's such a need. I'll never forget what it was like when I met this one beautiful woman. Her name was Mercy. And she had lost her precious child. And she hadn't been able to go to the place where her child was buried since the actual ceremony day. It was too hard. But she gave me the privilege. She said, would you like to see where I buried my daughter? And as we got close to that place, she almost couldn't stand. The grief was overwhelming. And I remember thinking, Lord, I will never forget Mercy's face. I will never forget her story. And so I'm sharing it with you. And lots of you, you've helped us before. But I'm asking, will you do it again? We're living at a time in our nation where people are angry and divided. But you and I, as the body of Christ, as sons and daughters of the King of all kings, we live differently. We're determined to fulfill this mission. So please, whatever level you can join, will you do it right now? $48 will provide clean water for 10. $144 will provide clean water for 30. And one of the decisions that my husband and I have made for this year is that we're going to drill one of those wells from our family. So it's 350 wells,
I'm not quite sure how many we've done this year, but that's one less. Will you join Barry and I? Will you decide that you're going to skip something you don't really need? We've been doing things like we cancelled some of our TV coverage and stuff that was just, you know, don't cancel anything where you get this programme, but a lot of stuff that's just fluff and that we don't need it. And one of these days, Jesus is coming back and we're going home. But let's make sure that before that, we are his hands and his feet. So please, will you go to your phone right now? If you give $48, clean water for $10, $144, clean water for $30. And if you could join Barry and I and say, we're going to drill a well, $4,800 will give clean water for an entire village of almost 1,000 people, and it will be water for life. And then we have the privilege of sharing Jesus, who is the water of life.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Bible Promises for Life, the ultimate handbook to everything God guarantees you in His Word, and a powerful resource that will give you the confidence to face life's troubles. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the I Will Give You Rest throw. It's a reminder of our Savior's promise of rest to those who trust in His grace and love. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Here at Life Outreach, we constantly encounter heartbreaking need around the world. But there are times when we meet someone experiencing a depth of pain which stops us in our tracks. That's exactly what happened when we entered the home of Ing Torn, a mother who couldn't hold back her grief as she showed us the photo of her daughter, who was recently taken by contaminated water. The heart-wrenching cries of this mother overwhelmed us. Eventually, she explained their tragic situation. Clean water. That's all it would take for this community to not only survive, but begin to thrive. Thanks to you, we were able to provide exactly that.
And that's exactly why we do what we do, to see that smile on a mom's face like Ing Tom's face, where she was in agony, praying that somehow that what happened to her child didn't happen and that she had her child with her again. But to see weeping turn to celebration is exactly why we do it. And we can only do it with your help. Our commitment to drill 350 wells in over 20 nations. We want to see that kind of joy. We want to bring you story after story after story of families whose lives have been changed, perhaps for eternity, because we showed up in Jesus' name and made a difference. So often, they want to know, why did you come? Why are you here? And to be able to say, God heard your prayers and he sent us. We're coming in his name. So if you haven't called yet, will you call now? You know, just do what you can. If you can give $48 today, that would give clean water to 10 people. If you can do $144, that will give clean water to 30. And if you are able to say, you know what, either as a Sunday school class or as an extended family, we want to drill a well, that's $4,800. And I can't think of money better spent than putting clean water into a village where the children, instead of having to march for hours sometimes trying to find water, will be able to go to school. It's changing the face of a nation. It's saying to them, you have a hope and you have a future. And his name is Jesus. And that's why we are here. So please, would you go to your phone? Would you just give the very best gift you can? We know that the times we're living in are uncertain. We know that there's a lot going on in the world, but we also know that we are not alone in this world. If you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ, then we get to continue his work. Do you remember that Jesus said, these things and greater will you do who love me? That used to confuse me because I used to think, Lord, you raised the dead. You did, you know, out of a little boy's lunch, you fed, you know, probably 8,000-9,000 people when you include the moms and the children. How could we do greater? But the thing is, during Jesus' ministry, he was confined to a small area. On the day of Pentecost, more people came to Christ that day than in Christ's entire three-year ministry. But now we're on the march. We are boots on the ground in Jesus' name. And we can go to all these places. We have people, we have partners that we love and trust who are on the ground and waiting for our help. We've shared our vision with them, 350 wells, and they've said, okay, we will join you in prayer. Right now, there are mothers, sisters, brothers all across the world who are praying that God will send someone to help them. And we get the privilege of saying, yes, we want to respond to those prayers. So please, would you call that number on your screen? Don't wait till tomorrow. The need is now. Please call that number. We have some lovely gifts that we want to send you as a reminder to pray for these people that you have helped. But please call now. And if the line is busy, be persistent. Don't allow the enemy to discourage you from being an answer to people's prayers. If you think you can drill a whole well, that's $4,800. And we cannot wait to tell you what God is doing around the world. This is something that James and Betty began 23 years ago. We've been able to put in 7,000 wells that have provided clean water for over 7 million people. But as I mentioned at the top of today's program, almost 800 million people in the world right now do not have access to clean drinking water. Let's determine that you and I are going to make a change, make a difference in Jesus' name.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Bible Promises for Life, the ultimate handbook to everything God guarantees you in His Word, and a powerful resource that will give you the confidence to face life's troubles. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the I Will Give You Rest throw. It's a reminder of our Savior's promise of rest to those who trust in His grace and love. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, these are beautiful children, beautiful families that have come here to contaminated water sources. And with your help, we're giving, not only here in Africa, help to people, but in countries all over the world where people are dying of diseases from contaminated water. We can drill wells in scores of countries if you would just help drill one well. Maybe you could drill a well or join one or two other people to drill one. But we need every person watching to do your part in helping provide families like this and children like this water sources, non-contaminated water, clean water, in nations throughout the world. And every time we do it, we inspire others to join us. So would you be that source of inspiration and help by making the best gift you can today?
James and Betty have been faithfully doing this for years, and it's an absolute joy. Wouldn't it be amazing if we exceeded our goal? You know, our goal is 350 wells in over 20 nations. Wouldn't it be amazing if we exceeded that? Why don't you think about your small group, your Sunday school class, whatever, your extended family, determining why don't we drill one well? That's $4,800. And if that's way outside of what you could do, do you think you could do 48? If you could do $48, that will provide clean drinking water for 10 people. Let's save the lives of little ones all across the world. Let's do it in Jesus' name. I want to thank you so much for taking this trip with me today. We're about to land right back down in Dallas. Thanks for coming with me, and thanks for caring. Thank you so much for caring. And we will see you the next time here on Life Today. God bless you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.